beaver, and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn, and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way. However, we will engage in slanderous speculation. Our animal in question this morning.
The sky.
The seagulls. That was the flock of seagulls right there.
The rat with wings.
Is that what you call the seagull? The rat with wings?
Mm-hmm.
This story comes to us from the UK, where a couple, they say, an elderly couple, they say they were trapped in their home for 6 days. They couldn't go in and out of the front door because of aggressive seagulls. A couple of seagull chicks.
What, do they run a herring factory in their living room, or what? Why are they drawn to this house?
I don't know. There's a little canopy apparently just above the front door there where the nesting situation was going on, I guess.
Well, Oliver, you best take it down.
And then the old folks said that they would try, occasionally they'd try to make a break for it to the front door, and then they would get attacked by the parents. We're talking about a 77-year-old guy named Roy. He says, hey, my wife, she can't move well. She's like, she has real mobility issues. So I can sort of run at 77, but my wife can't. He said he even ended up in the hospital after one of those birds smacked him so hard in the back of his head, he was bleeding like a stuck pig. He says, quote, I have not been able to get out of the front door. If I try to get out of the door, the two adult birds are right there, and I've got no chance.
And you know what? These guys are probably too old to understand Amazon and have stuff delivered to their house, so they probably go out for every little thing.
Sure.
And it's their daily adventure to go find whatever little knick-knack that they need. Amazon's not coming to their house.
So he was told... So he called the police and said, listen, somebody's got to do something. I can't get in and out of my house. And they said, all right, well, we'll talk to animal control and we'll see what's going on. They get back to him and they say, well, don't mess around with those seagulls. They are protected when they are nesting.
They're nesting in your house.
Yes. And so then he really he flew off the handle here. He said, that's it. 6 days, I'm an old guy. My wife's an old lady. We can't get in and out of our house. And you're telling us these birds are protected. So you're going to hear
I eat Alka-Seltzer a lot. Don't make me go down that road.
Here's what he said. Now, I'm gonna translate for you because the audio isn't great, but we'll play the clip. What you're going to hear him say is, you feel like you own the house, but you're not allowed to live in it properly. But to be told, in 2019, the only defense you have against these virtually flying bombs is a piece of plastic just because they're protected. The world has gone crackers, said the old guy, who's upset that he can't do something to these seagulls.
You feel like you own the house, but you're not allowed to live in it properly. But to be told, I say, 2019, the only defense you have these virtually flying bombs is a piece of plastic or a piece of, just because they're protected. The world's gone crackers.
and those were the birds behind him.
I think so. Yeah, it sounds like it. So they told him the plastic he's talking about is, they said, here's the best we can tell you. Get a couple of umbrellas and walk in and out of your house with umbrellas. And he said, that's, you know, I'm not, come on. You got to give me something better than that. And he was told that they could continue to set up shop there until the end of July. So he's got another month.
And then come back for generations.
Yeah, they'll be back
probably,
next year.
You know, that once they start in.
So he's got another month of this. And he said, quote, why are seagulls protected?
All right, then you come clean up this mess then. If you don't want, I mean, because I'm sure they're crapping all over his front porch.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you come clean this up then. If you won't move them, then you come clean after them.
He said, why are seagulls protected? They're not an endangered species. They're a flaming nuisance.
The rat with Rat with wings.
Poor old guy.